How old do you have to be to enter the student podcast challenge?
Does my podcast have to be serious?
Can I speak French in my podcast? How do you say podcast in French?
Okay, so we've convinced you to make a podcast for NPR's Student Podcast Challenge.
Yeah, that's right, but we want to make sure that you don't get disqualified.
I'm Alyssa Nadworny, and you're listening to the Student Podcast Challenge's podcast from NPR. Today, we've got somebody here who is an expert and is going to loop us in on all the rules.
Hey guys, I'm Jeff Pierre.
You're here because you know every rule in the book, Jeff, right?
I am the rule meister of all rules.
But rules, that doesn't mean you're a boring guy just because you're the rule guy. Like, rules can be really helpful.
Yeah. You know, I definitely don't want people to think I'm like this uptight, stiff guy with like his glasses on the tip of his nose, you know, with a ruler sort of pointing his finger at people. You know, I know the rules to help you guys out.
So Jeff is an editor and producer on our team, and he is the guy behind the Student Podcast Challenge. So when you ask a question, you send an email, Jeff's the one that's answering it.
That's right, but I'm not the guy that you need to bribe.
No, he's not a judge.
Yeah, that's right. But to be clear, bribery is wrong. Please don't bribe people.
And it's against our rules, so.
That's right. It's against the rules.
So we're going to get into the rules, but there's a place on the internet where you can find all this information.
Yeah, so for starters, guys, everybody should go on the website, the homepage. It's going to be npr.org/studentpodcastchallenge. It's a pretty long read. It's filled with clunky things that have been vetted by our, like, lawyers. Like,
lawyer jargon.
Yeah, like hear this, guys. Entry constitutes each entrant certification that entrant meets the eligibility requirements set forth in these official rules.
Wow. Yikes. And that basically means, like, follow the rules, like, in real English.
In real English, yes. It basically means follow the rules. We could have just said it like that, but, you know, lawyer jargon.
Okay, we're going to jump into some of the most frequently asked questions about the podcast challenge.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. You wouldn't think this, but the most common question that we get is, how do I submit my podcast? So the first thing you have to do is you have to make the deadline. That's March 24th at 11:59 p.m. 11:59 p.m. on the dot. Yes. And when you're submitting, you're basically submitting a podcast that's anywhere between 3 to 12 minutes.
3 to 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds pretty doable.
Yep, it is. And then once you're done, you upload your podcast to SoundCloud, and then you submit that link on our website.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the other thing that's new this year is we changed the rules on music.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about this. What's the difference? What's the change?
So last year, we didn't allow any music.
Oh, and we heard about it. We got so many complaints.
Yep. But this year, we are allowing music.
Woo!
But there's a pretty big caveat.
What is it?
All right. So the key word here is that the music has to be original. Now, you know, we're allowing music, yes, but you can't, like, you know, include songs from Drake or Taylor Swift. It has to be the original work of students. So that means, you know, you and your classmates are basically recording and performing the songs live for the podcast.
So I actually have a kazoo and chime band that I'm in, and I write all the music for it.
Fascinating.
You want to listen?
Yeah, for sure. Let's give it a listen. Oh, that is a bop.
So as long as I'm not playing Beatles on the kazoo, as long as whatever I'm making is like something that comes from
Did that come from your heart?
It did, yeah.
Did it come from a very special place?
Yeah.
Then it's completely fine.
Okay, super helpful.
Yes.
We have a teacher who reached out. She had a question kind of related to music.
Hi, my name is Barbara McBride, and I'm a teacher at Carmel High School in Carmel, California. For my students' podcast, they're interested in analyzing song lyrics, and while they understand that they may not play any part of the song in the podcast, they're wondering if they're allowed to reference the song lyrics without infringing on copyright.
Wow. Well, first, I want to say that is a great idea for a podcast. Yeah. I love it. I love everything about it. So lyrics are technically copyrighted material.
Mm.
So if you feel like, you know, there might be some copyright infringement, just stay away from that.
You know, we have a bunch of lawyers here at NPR, and they're just trying to look out for everybody. They don't want schools or students to be opened up for a lawsuit. Okay, so a lot of teachers are asking if they can submit their podcasts in another language.
Hello, my name is Kimberly Ponce de Leon, and I'm a Spanish teacher in Ohio. I love the idea of my students working on a podcast. I'm wondering if the submission could be submitted in Spanish. Thanks for your help.
Well, first of all, great idea. You know,
Creole. But you speak many languages.
Yeah, yeah. I speak Creole. I speak a little bit of Spanish. So, you know, I love that idea. I think, you know, it's a great way to show, like, you know,
who you are
as, like, a student and your family and your background. But here's the caveat. You know, all of our judges, English is their primary language. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to be judging a podcast in another language because, you know, they won't be able to understand it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have tips and tricks for how to get around stuff like that.
Yeah, I recently went to Chile for a story.
Yeah, that's right.
And we end up kind of translating over the Spanish speakers in English so folks can understand. Here's what that sounded like. When Pedro Cordova was growing up in the suburbs of Santiago, he didn't even let himself dream about college. His family was poor, and college, he thought, was only for wealthy Chileans.
En mi tiempo no tenía oportunidades.
Not having opportunities, it made him bitter.
O sea, como resentido por el hecho de no haber tenido esa oportunidad.
Okay, so a voiceover or a translation. Those are two options for you right there.
You could also submit your podcast in Spanish and in English. Okay, so we get a lot of questions around who can submit a podcast. Mm-hmm. So the rules say that it has to be a teacher.
Yes. Well,
but what does that actually mean? I mean, can it be the person who runs your after-school program? Yeah. Or if you're homeschooled, could your parents submit?
Yeah, so that's right. So for all intents and purposes, a teacher isn't necessarily somebody who is like sitting in a classroom with like 20 or 30 students in like that traditional setting. A teacher is an adult that has an academic relationship with a student.
Ah, okay, yeah. Bingo, academic relationship.
Exactly,
okay,
exactly. Cool. So that can be a parent homeschooling, an after-school coordinator, that can be a counselor that you know. Maybe it's like a mentor that you're working with.
Yeah, like Boys and Girls Club.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Or maybe it's somebody in your church group who you see, you know, every single week.
We're good to go.
Yes.
Okay, so there are categories of grades for this thing.
That's right.
So can you clear that up? What categories do you enter? Who can enter in terms of school grades?
So there's two categories, middle school, which is going to be from 5th grade to 8th grade. And then there's high school, which is going to be from 9th grade to 12th grade.
Okay.
And we choose a winner from each.
So what about international students?
So as much as we'd love to have stories from overseas and from other countries, we are not accepting podcasts from international students. You know, every country has their own sweepstake laws, and that sort of complicates things.
But you could still follow along with this podcast. You can make your own.
Yep.
You just can't submit to the contest.
Exactly.
Cool. What about if you already have a podcast?
Well, I'm going to go back to a word that I said in the beginning, original. Right? Your entry that you're working on, it has to be specifically made for the podcast challenge.
Okay.
So let's say you and your friends had a podcast, you know, two or
last
3 years
year.
Ago. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
And you're in sixth grade, now you're in seventh.
Yeah, and it was great. It was super cool. Everybody in the school loved it. You guys became popular. Can you use that podcast? No.
Yeah.
You know, this has to be something that you make specifically for the contest.
Take what you learned,
you
know, from what you made last year.
True. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so it's got to be original.
It's got to be original.
If you've got a podcast, it doesn't disqualify you, but you have to make a new one for this contest.
Exactly.
Cool. Are there any rules about what your podcast can be about? Like, can your podcast be about anything?
Your podcast can be about absolutely anything. Last year, we got episodes about tater tots, about skunks, about vaping.
And pickles. Wasn't there one about pickles?
That was a really good one. I like that one. So, but I will say this. If you are stuck, we're going to go back to the rules for a second because the rules, they give you prompts.
Oh, cool.
You know? Yeah, so I'm reading it right now. You know, some of the prompts are, tell us a story about your school or your community. What do you want to change about the world?
Mm.
Or explain something to us that kids understand that grown-ups don't.
So your podcast can be about anything.
Anything.
What about fiction? What about if you make it up, if you have like a drama troupe?
I am all for the drama podcast.
Okay, good, because I actually prepared a script here. I was hoping that you might read.
Okay, yeah,
let's, a part that I wrote last night.
Let's take a look.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Oh, my life. So much regret for not participating in the student podcast challenge.
Stop, old man.
Who are you?
I'm from the past.
From the past? Oh,
and
my goodness.
Guess what? I have a time machine. It's going to take you to the past so you can still submit your student podcast challenge. Climb on board.
Okay, hold on. My feeble body. Oh.
Closing the door now.
Okay.
And take off.
I feel myself getting younger. What's happening? It's middle school me. Oh, my goodness. That means I qualify for the middle school contest.
And now you just have 3 months to get it done, March 24th.
Oh, that's plenty of time, I... But where do I start? Where should I go?
You can start at the rules back at the beginning of this podcast.
Yes, the rules are at npr.org/studentpodcastchallenge.
Thank you for bearing with us. Okay, so that's it for today.
Yep.
But of course, we have this thing called extra credit. It's at the end of every podcast, we have kind of like an assignment or homework.
Yeah, but an assignment, but in a good way.
Right. So this week, we want you to listen to an episode of a podcast called Shortwave. It's NPR's daily science podcast. And the crazy thing about Shortwave is every episode tells really intricate, interesting stories in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and for your podcast, since you have between 3 and 12 minutes, it's a good way to think about how much information and sound you could actually pack into your podcast.
Yeah, a good model. Okay, so there's an episode about food waste and poop.
Uh-oh.
Making electricity.
Well, there's also another one about space junk if you're into that.
I don't know what space junk is.
I guess you have to listen.
Yes, I do. To do that, just search Shortwave wherever you get your podcasts. This episode was produced by Lauren Magaki with help from Mr. Jeffrey Pierre.
That is me.
It was edited by Steve Drummond.
Yes, special thanks to our project manager, Aaron Register, and music by Sam D'Agostino. Neil Carruth is our general manager of podcasts.
Chris Turpin is head of special projects and innovation. And the senior vice president of programming is Anya Grundman.
I'm Jeffrey Pierre.
And I'm Alyssa Nadworny. Thank you for listening.